Welcome back to Kicking Goals with Georgia Perry. I am your happy host, Georgia, and I have Julian Pace in the studio with me today. Hey, Jules.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. So today's episode is a little different. We are going to dive deep into our recent project called Brand You. So, Jules, can you tell us a little bit about Brand You?
Well, obviously, it's something that we've been really excited and we've been working on behind the scenes for a few months now. And me personally, I've always wanted to run a female empowerment program because females are such a big part of my life and they have been such a big catalyst for the man I am today. But I also see a lot of women get stuck in that fear, self-confidence, not believing they're worthy of, I guess, taking their life to the next level. And when I've known you for a long time, and when you express the same kind of desire to want to do the same stuff, I think what an incredible way to do it with someone that you care about, respect, and really appreciate. And you've done such wonderful things in that kind of empowerment space for yourself. So that's Brand You, is the reason why we decided to do it, which is super exciting.
And I really love that we've both been on a personal development journey for a while now. For myself, it started back in year 12 with a PX2 course, and that really did open up my eyes to the opportunities that that could lead down to. And when I draw on thinking back then, you know, what was I really sort of lacking? It was clarity and purpose in life. Mm. And when I think back to my first happiness challenge, that's something that I experienced again. So I was really looking for clarity and purpose, and I found that. So when you are open to receiving education and inspiration, you can really take it in amazing places.
So true. And I think that how many people right now listening to this would be in a job or at university or at school thinking, I actually don't know what lights me up. And I believe that one of the greatest things that you can have in the world is to wake up every day with a purpose. And whatever that purpose is, and it's different for every individual on the planet. But I believe hand in hand, purpose goes with PD and self-worth, self-esteem, and confidence. Because if you don't have these three things down pat, then it's really hard to know what you want. So I think, well, you have to really understand who you are and where you want to go personally. And you have to also really understand, well, if I become these things, what kind of opportunities may I be able to create and turn them into my purpose? And I think sometimes people get what's my purpose wrong, and it's just like where am I right now and what lights me up. And sometimes you have to do a bit of self-discovery to really work out what makes you feel like you're alive inside.
Yeah, and it really does get my blood flowing really quickly. I'm so excited to really dive deep into this journey with you, and I'm really grateful that we're on this together. So all the listeners are probably thinking, what are the Brand You workshops and who are they for? So they're for young women who are looking to discover passion and purpose in life. We'll also dive deep into building confidence. We will expose you to an amazing support network of other women doing amazing things, and they will hold you accountable for the actions that you will take in the program. You'll also gain clarity on your pathway, and we can't wait to cheerlead you on throughout that.
So important.
Yes. Important. And you'll also be raising your profile. So you'll be branding yourself. That'll be lots of different networking strategies. And then you'll be able to take your standards to the next level.
Correct. And they, if you put all them in a nutshell, it comes down to really two things, right? You've been through it. I've been through it. It's kind of perception, persona, and authenticity. Perception is how people see you. Persona is how you want to be seen. And authenticity is making sure you're living from your congruent values. And something I really respect about you is that, to me, my time with you, you're so authentic and you're real and you're raw and you're passionate and you have so much purpose. And that's my perception of you. But the amazing thing about you is that my perception of you is so much who you are. And I guarantee you that you want to be seen the way I see you. You're kind, loving, caring, compassionate. So your perception, your persona, and your authenticity all match up. So a big part of this program will be, how do we make sure that these ladies that are coming along and have a real sense of understanding about how do they want to be seen, how do people see them, and how do we make sure that we're coming across as authentic as we can with our purpose and passions.
And a lot of that comes down to awareness. So at the start of the program, we'll be really diving deep into what are your current habits, mm-hmm. and then we'll be fine-tuning those and looking to where you want to go with that. So where would you like your pathway to take you? Is that a different career? Is it maybe you want to look to getting into a relationship? I remember back in the Happiness Code, that was one thing that I really wanted to work on. I had been, single for a while, and I was on my self-discovery journey, and I was looking for strategies and things that I could implement into my life to be a better person so I could give my real and authentic self to someone that I loved. And
And I remember you saying that. And I also remember, I guess, probably serving back to you that you have to really understand who you want to be too before you find someone that you want to spend your life with. And it's so important. And even me, in terms of clarity and purpose, I'm so very fortunate now to be so fulfilled in my life about the things I do. Like, I honestly believe I'm one of the luckiest people on the planet. I get to wake up every day and get to choose what I do with my day. And to me, that's freedom. I also have an incredible company and incredible employees, incredible coaches. I get to work with amazing people like you and the girls that are going to be joining this program. But it was all built about really finding out who I was and the things that I needed to build around character. So for all the ladies listening right now, think about character. And think about all the problems in your life or the challenges in your life that may be getting in the way of you achieving purpose, clarity, passion, confidence. There's always something in the way.
There's always those little barriers.
There is. And you've had many of them. So have I. And the best, I guess, wisdom I can give on this is that we can only do the work. And I used to try and find validation in all the wrong places. And I guarantee there's women listening to this right now. We try and seek that validation in the places that aren't good for us. And when I realized that I wanted to be different, I wanted to have a more real and raw relationship with the people I cared about, but also have a really authentic one, things change for you and you start to see things differently. And then you start to believe that you deserve more. And then you have more confidence around going after them. And then these things, as you said, habits, start to be reinforced and change the person that you are for the better.
I love that. So Jules, for anyone who is listening and may not have tuned into your episode yet, I do highly recommend that you guys go back and listen to Jules, his story. It's quite incredible. So who is the man behind Brand You? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so the man behind Brand You is obviously, I do have Happiness Co. and I'm the founder of that. And it's an award-winning brand. It's worked now with about 50,000 people in 10 countries. So I'm very, very humbled and so grateful for Happiness Co. because to me, it's like one of my children. Well, you know, it is my child at the moment. And I just have so much love and I'm so invested into the good it does. It makes me wake up every day to want to be a better man because it's what a great thing to do every day is wake up and contribute to people's lives. So that's a little bit about the work I do, why I do the work.
And what about your purpose, Jules? We're going to concentrate a lot on clarity and purpose. So what do you think your purpose in life is?
Purpose would be to make the world a happier place by inspiring the people in it. And I know that sounds quite broad, but I believe education and allowing people to take massive action to execute these things allows us to change the world. And if we can inspire enough people, so look at you right now. You're inspired to do great things.
I literally have the biggest smile on my face. I'm so excited for this.
But that's what you are. You are a perfect product of the product, right? I've known you for a few years. But right now, it's like you are so inspired to do Brand You and help people. That was the reason I got into this work all the way back when. To see people like you that light up talking about changing people. That's what I just said. Let's change the world and make it a happier place by inspiring the people in it. You are a product of that, and I am just so grateful that's why you're on the journey with us.
Oh, Jules, that's so nice, so lovely. Who are you inspired by, Jules?
Lots of incredible people. One would be my mum. Can't live without my mum. She's just a big advocate for me. But also, I always think that I'm inspired by people that give me something or teach me something. And my mum always helps me with what I call matters of the heart. You know, matters of compassion, empathy, kindness, because she's such a kind, compassionate and caring person. But then I guess some bigger names that people would probably know listening in, like Oprah, Obama, Tony Robbins, Richard Branson. Just some that spring to mind, Steve Jobs. And I have lots of different reasons why these are some of the people I look up to. Or I'm just really blown away by what they've achieved. And I think the one thing that they have in common, though, is they all went through something really heartbreaking. And they all had a reason and a purpose to try really hard to do good in this world.
Yeah.
So I resonate with them because we've all had a hard time at some point in our life and the magnitudes of that pain is different. But for me, it gives me a sense of hope that if these people before me have done great things because of what they've gone through, then it instills the confidence in me that I can still and do incredible things in this world because of what I've gone through.
I love that. Jules, what does your morning routine look like? I know you're a pretty structured person and you do really make time for your priorities. So what does your morning look like?
Yep, I always call them parameters and or the hour of power. So up at 5:30, straight in, well, glass of water, straight up. So eyes open, glass of water, straight into a cold shower. And to me, because it always shocks your system. Do any research on, you know, cold showers, ice baths, cryotherapy. Hijack my body, jump in, freezing cold, and I want to be jacked up for life. Like, you know, I think you and I are very similar in terms of that we have, like, just an energy for life.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that when I go out to the world, I'm being the best version I possibly can be, and a cold shower gets me lit up.
Yeah.
And I go into journaling, reading, some podcasts if I have time, and really set my intentions for the day. I think a lot of people start their day without really an intention, which is, I'm just going to go to work today. What is their little intentions along the way to make sure you get the most out of it? Because in truth, you never get the day back. And I think if you think about it, we actually take our days for granted. Like it's just another day. You know, I hate Mondays, for instance. It's like you don't ever get that Monday back, so make the most of it.
So true. You know, 365 days in a year, make every day count. Love that.
And you should. And I make sure my morning routine is the foundations of every day. And it doesn't mean I always have a great day either. It doesn't mean I always win and I don't feel let down or frustrated, all the things that come into a day. But the cool thing is at least I've done the most important thing first. And I'm a big believer, and I know you are, that you should wake up every day and work harder on yourself than anything else. If you do that, then everything else will fall into place.
Boom.
Boom.
Love that.
So that's a bit about me. That's the man behind Brand You. But tell us a little bit about the girl or the young lady behind Brand You.
The boss lady.
The boss lady.
The boss lady behind Brand You.
Will you just go all American then?
Yeah, I think, I'm going to America in July, so maybe I'm just prepping.
I like that. You're good.
So I'm a primary school teacher and activewear stylist by day and podcast presenter by night. So thank you, everyone who is tuning in today to today's episode. So what I love to do is educate, inspire, and motivate people. So I'm really excited to meet all the amazing women and young ladies that are going to be involved in our program. And I find myself wherever I am, I'm usually chewing someone's ear off about, you know, what do they want to do in life? What's your goals, passions, everything like that. So I really can't wait to help you guys get to where you want to go. So my passion in life, I love this question. So I really do believe that I was placed on this earth to serve other people and help other people find, you know, what they're searching for in life. And I think that if you can have the awareness tools to take action in your life, then that's where you're going to see success and growth.
I love that. And I think it's really important. And who inspires you then, Georgia?
So I'm going to take it on a different spin. I'm going to go to two people that are online for me, haven't met these people, but I absolutely love what they do. So Lorna Jane and Stephanie Claire Smith. I actually do a lot of work for Lorna Jane. I am an active stylist for her brand. So I have had a lot to do with her brand for a while now. And I've been able to see Move, Nourish and Believe and see how that really does filter down not only to her staff, but to her customers. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely love that she has, you know, taken her brand on an amazing path and is inspiring so many people along the way. Stephanie Claire Smith, I think just her rawness and her real attitude to life, and she shows that through social media. And I think that she's changing so many lives just by being herself, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah, how cool is that? And I was at a workshop this morning, as you know, working for 130 Year 11s, and I was talking to them about one thing, that it's important to have good grades, but not as important as being authentic and happy.
Yeah.
Because we can have great grades and go into, as you said, a university and not really sure if this is what you want to do. But being happy and, as you just said, being authentic and being yourself and making differences in people's lives because of that is pretty cool. Yeah. Amazing.
And I think just one thing that I'd like to leave the listeners with, you know, if you are, you know, looking for something or looking to make some changes, then we really do want to help you. We're here to show you that you are amazing and you are worthy. You know, I speak to so many people, you know, in different workplaces, and I always come back to the conversation of, you know, purpose, clarity, and your goals. And I think that sometimes things that are holding people back is either fear or an experience that was out of their control, but it's how you react to something. So if you're holding on to it, we want to help you release that. We want to help you drop all the barriers so you can make action and kick amazing goals in your life.
And people deserve purpose and happiness and clarity. And I always think about clarity as a jigsaw puzzle. Imagine if you were doing a jigsaw puzzle right now without the picture, so without the box, and you didn't know what the picture looked like. It'd be very hard to do the jigsaw, right? A lot of people wake up every single day and don't know what they want, which is the clarity part that you said. And then it's so unmotivating because you don't know really what to do or where to go. And then you actually take advice from other people about their jigsaw puzzle. Or you take advice from your parents about what you should study or your friends about what they should study. And you get caught up in this, like, I'm actually living someone else's life. And I remember Will Smith saying this about his wife. He built this dream house and him and his wife were having conflict. And he's like, why? Why are you so unhappy? I built this house for you. And she said, you built this house for you. And before we know it, sometimes we start doing things to fall into other people's idea of an ideal life and forget what ours looks like. So this program is so much about you, so much about authenticity, leading the way to create that clarity, purpose, and belief systems to be able to go after what you want.
And in true Georgia and Jules style, we love community and we love getting people together. So to launch this program, we've decided to have a launch event, and that's on the 29th of February. And, you know, if you are either following this online or you've just come across this podcast and you maybe don't know anyone that you're going to go to, this is a welcoming space. We want everyone to feel as though you are accepted for exactly who you are and exactly what you do. So we can't wait to meet you. We're really excited. Jules, what does the launch night look like?
So it's the 29th of Feb, 2020. It's going to be here at the Happiness Co Hub. So check out Happiness Co Hub online. It's a creative space. We say it's built to make a difference. That's the whole reason we built the hub. And so it's exciting to bring all these amazing women there. We're going to have live music. We're going to have some incredible women playing live music that found their purpose in music and turned that into being able to sing that message to people in such a beautiful way.
So very warm, welcoming vibes, lots of fairy lights, kombucha, candles. Sparkles on arrival. We do have some amazing goodie bags, which is so exciting. So thank you to all the amazing brands and people that are helping us out for the launch. I think that's all from us.
It is. Cannot wait to see you on the 29th of Feb. Don't miss it. Bring your friends, bring your family, and we promise you guys will have an epic night.
Big love from us. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. And remember, go and kick some goals.